COVID was the best thing to happen to our assisted living homes. Shocker, right?
In the United States right now, there are 76 million baby boomers. The number one dilemma for these baby boomers? Housing. That dilemma can be your opportunity. Welcome to the Assisted Living Network podcast, where you can discover how just one residential assisted living home could secure your financial future forever.
Hey, it's Isabel from the Assisted Living Network, and COVID was the best thing to happen to our assisted living homes. Shocker, right? Well, how did the pandemic impact RALs? For big boxes, it was bad news. And when I say big boxes, I'm referring to the Brookdale, Sunrise, Atria, the big facilities. You put some barbed wire around the fence and it feels like a jail cell. For them, it was bad news, okay? They had a ton of deaths, a lot of oversights that came into the public eye. It showcased a lot of the neglect that happens in those facilities, people shoving food under the door, and there was no control of who's in and out and constantly changing staff. All of those negative things got highlighted during COVID, but in our care homes, it was vastly different. Some headlines during the time, right? ABC News said there was an LA assisted living facility that faces felony charges over deadly COVID outbreaks. Yikes. That didn't make everyone in California feel good about putting their loved ones in a home, right? I mean, it didn't make me want to put my loved one in a facility anytime soon. The Detroit News said Michigan nursing home complaints revealed deadly chaos in pandemic's early days. Yikes. If your loved one died and they didn't need to, didn't have to because of chaos that was happening in the care home, that is not okay. The Human Rights Watch says U.S. nursing home visitor ban isolates seniors. That's exactly what happened. These seniors, they were isolated because they stopped activities. They stopped socialization. They stopped visitors from coming in and seeing their senior loved ones. They stopped letting the seniors go out and get some vitamin D and get some sunshine. And they only checked on them in emergencies. They only checked on the seniors who desperately needed something, not those who actually needed just the regular care that they're supposed to be getting within, you know, an assisted living home. I mean, you are paying for a room and care, and then to not give them care, that's not okay. And the deaths from COVID weren't just from COVID. A lot of them were from neglect. You know, I watched my father die of COVID in the hospital, and I'm not saying that he died because of neglect, but I know a lot of patients in the hospital died for that exact reason. There was not enough caregivers or not enough nurses who were able to, you know, take care of the seniors or the patients who needed them in that time. And the reality is, these people did not have to die. If they had proper care, if they had proper ratios, it always comes back to ratios. I'm going to hit on that every single time because better ratios equals better care. I'll say it again and again and again. And if they had that, there probably would be quite a few more seniors alive today. But alas, COVID really didn't look good for the facilities. It looked a lot better for the residential assisted living homes because we had people banging on our doors, begging to bring their loved ones in. They were saying, enough is enough at the big facilities. We don't want to put our loved ones here anymore. Can we please bring them into your smaller care homes? You know, we lost people that didn't need to die because of lack of care, but that really was isolated into the larger assisted living facilities, not the RALs. We were seeing news time and time again saying smaller is better. And it's the same staff with the same seniors. And that is really what makes a big impact. They couldn't control who was coming in and out every single day. We have easy control of who's in and out. With a 4-to-1 ratio within our care homes, we were able to see the same caregivers coming and going every single day dealing with the same seniors. It wasn't someone who's working on floor 1 one day and floor 18 the next day. It's a smaller environment, so it's easier to track if someone is sick. And then we're able to highlight that and make sure that it can stay contained and deal with it from there. There was no shoving food under the door. We were eating our normal meals all together at the dinner table. Visitors were still coming and going. And if they were wearing masks, that was a wonderful thing. And seniors were staying with their visitors. It wasn't open and having a ton of visitors coming and going, but we still allowed things to carry on like normal because seniors, they need that love. They need that family interaction. They need that sunshine. So yes, we went outside. We actually breathed fresh air and we got some vitamin D, and it was so, so important. We actually did a survey with thousands of RAL owners across the country at our RAL National Convention that we host every year in the fall. But in the fall of 2020, when we did this survey, we asked them to report any positive COVID tests or cases in their homes, and most of the homes reported zero cases. Of all the COVID cases reported in senior living environments, less than 8% were in residential assisted living homes. That is crazy. So all the negativity and all the news that you heard, it was all about the facilities, the big boxes. But residential assisted living, their popularity started to soar during COVID. So for us, it was a big deal. It was a big eye-opening experience for people to finally hear and see what we have been saying all along. Big boxes are trying to become just like us, and people are no longer accepting the status quo. Listen, baby boomers are different than the silent generation. They have different wants and different needs, and they own most of the real estate in our country today, and they are ready to see changes, and they want to be a part of the new wave that things are going. They want healthful solutions. They want homes that focus on wellness and clean eating and getting exercise and sunshine. You know, these are going to be really, really hot topics over the next coming years because, like I said, the silent generation currently lives in assisted living, and we're just starting to see some boomers come in to, you know, the atmosphere, but it's not filled with boomers just yet. We still have 10, 20 years to go. But what boomers want, they want wellness homes. And what I mean by that is homes that have different amenities like saunas, healthy, clean eating, red light therapy, exercise for mental and physical stimulation. All of those different things help aid to living longer and living a more healthful life. And that's what they're looking for. So if you are thinking about opening a care home or a facility, just remember COVID, okay? It pretty much ruined the reputation of the big facilities and shined a major light on some really bad things that are happening in those large facilities, but it made a really nice, happy place in our homes because we didn't really have to deal with it in the same sense, in the same manner. So you tell me, how did COVID look in residential assisted living? For us, it definitely looked pretty good. Thanks for listening to the Assisted Living Network.